From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, May 24th, and happy 81st birthday to Bob Dylan. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Georgians have set early voting records for the primaries. For those who haven't voted yet, in-person voting is today. The trial of a fugitive Smyrna lawyer who police say killed his mother has been postponed. Richard Merritt was set to be tried this week in DeKalb County, but will now be tried at a later date. Plus, we'll talk with Andy Gaines, general manager of the Earl and Rachel Smith Strand Theater, to find out some of the great events coming up at the Strand.
Imagine going to see a tribute concert that is like on steroids. It's going to have acting and dancing and singing and flashing lights and all the gold lame you could possibly imagine. It's going to be a hoot.
We'll have all this and more on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
You slept all day? You didn't vote?
Hey, how bad could it be?
Early voting ahead of next week's Georgia primaries ended Friday with an all-time high of more than 850,000 voters either casting a ballot in person or returning an absentee ballot. In Cobb, more than 55,000 ballots were cast in early voting and another 6,000 absentee ballots were received. The statewide totals represented a 168% increase over early voting ahead of last gubernatorial primaries in 2018 and a 212% jump over early voting turnout for the primaries 2 years ago. The record early voting showing is a testament of public trust in the process since the Republican-controlled General Assembly passed election reform legislation last year, according to GOP Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. Georgians who registered to vote by April 25th will be able to cast their primary ballots in person Tuesday on Election Day or return a previously requested absentee ballot by 7 p.m. tonight. Voting precincts for today's primary are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Richard Merritt, the Smyrna lawyer who spent 8 months on the run after allegedly beating and stabbing his mother to death, was set to be tried on murder charges next week. The trial has now been continued for a later date. 3 years ago, Merritt was due to spend 15 years behind bars for stealing hundreds of thousands in settlement money from his clients. Clients who, on the stand, called him a con man and a mendacious scoundrel. The attorney pleaded guilty to 34 criminal charges, begging Cobb Superior Court Judge Robert Flournoy for time to get his affairs in order. Judge Flournoy acquiesced, but on the agreed-upon date when he was to report to jail February 1, 2019, Merritt was nowhere to be found. Within the hour, the district attorney's office determined Merritt had cut off his ankle monitor and was now a fugitive. The next day, Merritt's mother, Shirley Merritt, was found dead in her Stone Mountain home. Police said she'd been beaten with a dumbbell and stabbed multiple times. Richard Merritt's car was in the driveway. Shirley Merritt's Lexus was gone. Save for appearing on surveillance footage at a Cartersville gas station shortly after, Merritt wouldn't be seen again for 8 months when he was captured in Nashville. Investigators happened upon the stolen Lexus while investigating a string of robberies. He will face charges in DeKalb County Superior Court of aggravated assault, murder, and possession of a deadly weapon while committing a felony, court records show. He's being represented by Daryl Queen, an attorney with DeKalb County's Public Defender's Office. A new date for the trial has not been set. The largest shrine circus and fair in North America returned for its 80th year Saturday as attendees braved the afternoon humidity while enjoying the circus acts and amusement rides at Jim R. Miller Park in Marietta. The event runs through Memorial Day, Monday, May 30th. As the crowd rolled in Saturday, they enjoyed fair foods, funnel cakes, ice cream, corn dogs, cotton candy, candy apples, fried Oreos, and more. Rides included a Ferris wheel, merry-go-round, and different rides and games geared towards kids of all ages. The Arab Shrine has partnered with Royal Hannaford Circus to provide circus goers with what's billed as some of the best entertainment under the big top. Ringmaster Tim Teggy hosted Saturday as motorcycle exhibitionists performed jumps in front of the circus crowd. The other acts set to be featured at the circus include the Flying Clarkonians, the Hannaford Circus Giant Wheel of Destiny, Low Wire Balancing and Contortion, the Hannaford Circus Elephants, the Hannaford Circus FMX Thrill Riders featuring the Globe of Death, and the Shrine Circus Clowns. Attendees can see all the ground acts, including the Tiger Encounter and Louie's Comedy Circus. Wade Shows offers 35 midway rides. The first group of nominees for the inaugural class of the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame was released Thursday, and it includes two former Cobb County and Georgia quarterbacks. Marietta High School alum Eric Zier will be on the ballot of the players from the 1990s, while Lassiter's Hudson Mason will be represented in the first decade of the 2000s. Zier played at Marietta for 2 years. He was an All-State Honorable Mention in 1989 before becoming the All-Classification Player of the Year and a Parade All-American in 1990. Eric went on to Georgia, where he finished his career in 1994 as a first-team All-American and the Southeastern Conference's all-time leading passer with 11,153 yards and 67 touchdowns. A third-round pick of the Cleveland Browns in 1995, Eric spent 6 years in the NFL with the Browns, Ravens, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He finished his professional career with 3,520 yards and 16 touchdowns. In 2008, Hudson Mason's first year as a starter at Lassiter, Mason threw for 3,705 yards, missing the state passing record by just 5 yards, and was named the Class 5A Offensive Player of the Year. The following year, he obliterated the state mark, throwing for 4,650 yards, 54 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. Hudson was named the 2009 All-Classification Player of the Year, a Parade All-American, and the Georgia Gatorade Player of the Year. At Georgia, Hudson was 11-4 as a starter. He also set the Bulldogs' single-season mark for pass completion percentage at 67.9%.
East Cobb, listen up. Keep prices low and vote no to East Cobb cityhood on May 24th. The East Cobb Alliance is dedicated to providing you with the facts about the May 24th referendum on East Cobb cityhood. Fact, your taxes will go up. Fact, you will not get more or better representation in government. Fact, you will not get more or better police and fire protection. And when your fire safety goes down, your homeowner's insurance goes up. When you see the last item on your May 24th ballot saying, "Shall the act incorporating the city of East Cobb in Cobb County according to the charter contained in the act be approved?" vote no.
This ad paid for by the East Cobb Alliance. It does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Marietta Daily Journal or BG Podcast Network.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MOW. It all started with one location on Austell Road in Marietta 18 short years ago. The bakers for Georgia's Best Donuts, Dough in the Box, would arrive and hand-make varieties of donuts the community would instantly love. Now with over 52 varieties, two locations in Cobb, and one on Fulton Industrial Boulevard, Dough in the Box welcomes you to try Georgia's Best Donuts and start your own family donut tradition. Visit us and see Dough in the Box. You can't eat just one. Open really early, Tuesday through Sunday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. Or visit us online at doughinthebox.com. You can't eat just one. Dough in the Box. Your new tradition begins today.
Email bgdonut22@gmail.com for your chance to win a gift card to Dough in the Box.
They said, come sail away, come sail away,
Hundreds gathered at Dallas Landing Park on the shores of Lake Allatoona to watch and compete in the Ackworth Cobb Dragon Boat Festival. Spectators sat in chairs, dipped their feet in the water, ate lunch, and soaked in the summer weather as dragon boats skimmed across the lake's shimmering surface on Saturday. The event, held for the fifth time, began in 2017, missing a year in 2020 due to the pandemic, and benefits cancer outreach programs in a seven-county area, including Cobb. Each team pays an entry fee and does its own fundraising. After expenses, all proceeds go to cancer outreach programs. Thanks to strong team chemistry and synchronized paddling, Austell won the city government races, besting Ackworth and the Cobb Sheriff's Department. For the Austell team, it was a repeat victory, earning the city bragging rights for another year. Cobb County Sheriff's Office unveiled its new high-tech mobile rescue kits last week, which they say will allow them to better serve their public, especially in high-leverage situations. The kits, purchased from the Zoll Medical Corporation, feature an advanced digital tablet that can guide deputies step-by-step through approximately 70 different scenarios and provide supplies typical of those found in trauma kits such as gauze, scissors, and other first aid items. As part of the rollout, Cobb County Sheriff Craig Owens and Fulton County Sheriff Patrick Labatt held a joint press conference. Both counties bought 40 kits at a cost of $2,200 each. And now there are some great events coming up at the Strand Theater. Community reporter J.P. Edwards joins the podcast to get the details.
Andy Gaines is the general manager of the Earl and Rachel Smith Strand Theater. And Andy, let's talk some specifics about what you have coming up, soon and throughout the summer.
You better believe it. And if you can't find something in this list, I can't tell you what to do anymore.
Okay.
Because we've got so much. Whether it's Guys and Dolls at the end of May, rolling into an ABBA Bee Gees musical review. Imagine going to see a tribute concert that is like on steroids. It's going to have acting and dancing and singing and flashing lights and all the gold lame you could possibly imagine. It's going to be a hoot.
Oh, that sounds fun. When's that?
That's going to start on June 3rd and run through the 12th.
Okay.
Two weekends.
Okay.
Eight shows in total. It's going to blow people's minds.
That's awesome.
Talk about a kickoff to summer. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for it. We've got Tommy Ryman, who's a comedian, coming in on June 17th. We've got summer camps. We've got the music of Creedence Clearwater Revival by the Georgia Players Guild coming in on June 18th, where our tie-in with Juneteenth is going to be the Sunday, June 19th, where we're going to be showing The Pursuit of Happiness. And then a personal favorite of mine, it's the 50th anniversary of The Godfather. So on Saturday, June 25th, come on down to the Strand and wear your best tuxedo. Bring your cat, put the cotton balls in your mouth. We're pulling out all the stops for the 50th anniversary of The Godfather.
But are you really inviting people to come dressed up to The Godfather?
You've never been to The Strand then, because people always come dressed up at The Strand.
Okay.
Yeah, whether it's Grease sing-along, whether it's Rocky Horror Picture Show, whether it's, one of my favorites was when we did The Big Lebowski. I mean, people came in their bathrobes and coffee cans. It was amazing.
I love that.
One guy brought a rug, literally rolled up a rug and brought it in with him. I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
I didn't know that cosplaying the movies was a thing when you go to the Strand.
One time we showed Cool Hand Luke and we literally had an egg eating contest.
Really?
Yes. We do all sorts of weird stuff.
Okay.
But you're going to have fun doing it.
Yeah.
Always.
All right, so is there anything special planned for the Godfather 50th anniversary?
Yes, there's going to be a tie-in in our Lumiere Lounge, our speakeasy. We thought that would be the perfect place to do it. So before and after the show, we're going to have a get-together. We're going to have everything you can possibly imagine, from specialty drinks to special guest appearances at the piano and at the microphone. It's going to be an evening to remember.
If somebody wants to find out more information, where can they find it?
Just come on over to strandmarietta.org. Or remember, our box office is open every Tuesday through Friday, noon to 4 p.m.
Hi. I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty. The world's changed a lot in the last year, so Drake Realty is changing with it. Our newest website allows you to find your property and agent, then we take care of the rest. We have experienced partners and state-of-the-art technology to keep your earnest money safe and closings on time. If you're looking for a seamless transaction from contract to close, visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes. Thanks again for listening to today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for Thursday's episode and be sure to share us on social media with your friends and family. You can also add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.